Blog Talk Radio.
There you go. Hi, Angels. Glad you're here tonight. We've got a great guest speaker. I'm excited to have her. She's becoming a friend of mine and such a tremendous psychic in developing her gifts at rapid speed, and connects with angels and shows others how to connect with angels. She's one of our newest angel coaches that she's coming on. She's already on board. She just needs to get a few details ironed out. She's beautiful. She's connects with angels, and she wants to show people how to connect with angels and serve humanity that way. And is a mom and just an all-around great. I think you're like the amazing lady that we all want to be. You do it all. You're mainstream as well as tapping into the metaphysical world, Carrie. It's an honor to have you tonight. So welcome. Welcome to the show.
And thank you very much.
Anyway,
hi, everybody.
There you go. Hi, everybody. Those who are here now because the phones are filling up and the websites are filling up, and those who will be on later or download it later. Carrie, I know that how did you come to that you wanted to do this metaphysical work? What came to you? Did you just have an epiphany, or was it something slow, or how did you know that you wanted to do metaphysical work? Or did you connect with the angels first? So share with us as I fire questions off at you. You're like, three, slow down. I get you. So it's all good. But,
for me, I just feel like it kind of, when I first, like a couple years ago, started talking to you, I was like really interested in it. And I feel like I've always been interested in it, but I just feel over the past few years, it's just become more present. And I feel like I've been more aware of everything. And then, I do work, I work with Cherie every week, and she's really helpful to me to like keep me on track and, a lot of great suggestions and try this. And I feel like I have tried a lot more, and I feel like I've always been a compassionate person, and I've always been a people person. I always want to help people. That's just like how I am in general, like throughout my whole life. And I just feel that something like this, I think, would be so great to share with other people, because there's so many possibilities. There's not just one way that your life has to be. You have endless possibilities, and it depends on the person, and like no circumstances
right.
Like forever. So for me, it's just kind of a mix in there, but I feel really good. I'm positive about it.
That's wonderful, Carrie. And you guys, she has angelic experiences, and so share with us a few of those and how you did it, okay? Because people are like, how does she do that? And I got it. Somebody just texted me a question. How does she do it? What does she do? And I wanted to say, you pray to the north, south, east, and west, but I said, no, I can't do that.
Well, one thing that, was really helpful for me was to do the meditations. And Cherie had given me some, like I'm not the type of person that, I have kids and I work and I'm running all over the place. So for me, I'm really good at doing like the shorter ones. Like for me to sit for a long period of time would be difficult. So the shorter ones, I started to do it, and I think I started with the chakras first because I was very interested in that. So I started doing that, and all of a sudden, when I was doing my meditation, and I was listening, to every chakra that you go through, there came to a point where I saw this huge, beautiful angel in front of me, like helping me, like with the chakras.
Wow.
And then, it was totally amazing because like I wasn't expecting it. I did it a few times, and the meditation didn't have that in there. So I was just like, wow, that was amazing. So that was kind of like one of my first that, that I can remember about that experience with, angels. And, I've had several others that, I just find it amazing. But I definitely think meditation really helps. And I know it's hard for me. It's hard. It's still hard for me to, like, focus and to do that. But it definitely will help.
I think that's wonderful. And I'm going to tell you guys something. She says it's hard for her, but she started doing the meditation that I taught her. I gave her a couple of them. There was one, Meet Your Angels and Guides, and I think you met four of your guardian angels. And she goes, Tari, I love you when you do this. You're like, Tari, I met these four, and this is what they said their names were. And I did the meditation that you gave me, and I was like, yeah, there you go. But one of the things that I really appreciate about you is that you – You took the way I did in meditation, and you did it for yourself, and really had the opportunity to go to that realm of meeting angels and connecting with angels and connecting with your guides and all that. And it's really through meditation and just centering yourself, right, and just trusting the process. Correct? Don't you think?
Oh yes, definitely. You know, you could just sit there in a quiet spot. I sat there and I listened to, you know, I had a few of the ones that Tari gave me, and they were just really helpful. And then all of a sudden, I just feel like I felt a little bit maybe more comfortable and open. And, you know, I kind of was just like, oh, I'm not just making this up. Like, it was really, you know, it was really there. And, you know, I feel confident in, you know, doing the meditations, and it's much easier now, but, you know, sometimes I do get a little, you know, unfocused, or, you know, and then I have to go back a little bit if I have a lot of things on my mind, or it depends what time of day. But for me, the morning for me is a better time, when my house is quiet, my kids are still asleep before, like, I start my day. That seems to be a better time for me to do the meditation, but it's definitely helped, and I have been able to take some of the things that Tari has taught me for the meditations and kind of like make something similar, like on my own, you know, which,
like,
you know, it's really amazing. Yeah. It's very, very amazing.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, and this is really key. And I'm looking at, you love helping, you one of the, getting to know her, and you know, you guys, she'll see her page on the website, but she says she loves helping people and understanding the, complexity of life and how to overcome challenges. That means boyfriends and husbands and wives and girlfriends, right? And, you know, and help, and that keep us from really enjoying totally who we are. My question to you is, I know that you're putting things together to help people understand how to connect with angels. And I know a key for you is meditation. Is there another key? Is prayer a key for you? Is it just you center yourself or surround yourself with things that help bring your vibration up, the law of attraction? I know that you're getting a tattoo that says you believe. Tell us about the tattoo that you're getting, because I love tattoos. I'm going to get me a tattoo.
Love tattoos. The one thing that I love tattoos. I always, you know, I just love that phrase, believe, because I really feel that's so important. It makes such a difference. I feel really blessed to even have so much faith. Like, I just really believe in, you know, certain things, and, you know, how I want my life, and you know, and all these new experiences with angels and meditations and helping people. Like, I really believe, you know, that I can make a difference, that everybody can make a difference in other people's lives, you know, even my own kids' lives. And I always, you know, for some reason I'm on Instagram and Facebook, and I always tend to go to those pictures that say believe, hope, faith. Like, I just love it. And I wanted to get the tattoo, believe, and I wanted to get, like, the because I'm a girly girl, I wanted to get the B in pink and the rest in black. But that's, like, going to be my new tattoo, which I hope to get, like, within the next month.
Cool.
So I'm excited about that. But to me, that just is, like, a strong thing. Like, I really honestly believe, and I feel like it's really brought me or helped me get to where I am in my life.
You know, Tari, I know that you believe in helping people, and that's one of your things there. And have you always been intuitive? Have you always been psychic? Have you always been known that something was more since you were a small child? Or tell us about that.
You know, I always felt – I grew up in a pretty – not extremely religious, but, you know, religious, where you had to go to classes and, you know, do all these different things. So I always felt – you know, from that aspect. But I really feel when I was younger, like in my when I was in college, I always felt like I gravitated towards like metaphysical stores where I used to go with a friend and we used to get a book on crystals and, you know, like that kind of stuff. And I was always like kind of interested in it, but I really don't feel like I was, maybe I just didn't really know anything, but, you know, or know anybody else, you know, that was into anything like that. So for me, like, it didn't really happen until later, you know, until I had, you know, like the loss of my mother and my husband at the time within the same year. That kind of like made me put my life into perspective. And I feel like I really started focusing on myself. And once I started looking at myself and not doing everything for everybody else, which I still tend to do, that really helped me open up. I feel like I really became very open at that time. And, you know, I feel like I had a lot of faith and, you know, I just kept opening the doors, kept opening, saying yes, opening the doors, saying yes. And I feel like that also helped me a lot. But I would say later in my life, you know.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
You know, I'll share this with you if that helps you, because I always did things on the side because I was always able to see angels around people since I was three. But I had it in my mind as, you know, own a business in corporate America and like do this on the side or do it on the back burner. But, you know, when what happened, and I think you're saying this too, is you either motivate to have great change in your life by inspiration or desperation. And I truly believe it's by desperation. Maybe we're financially, you know, really strapped. Or lost everything for you. You lost your family, you know, your husband and your mom. For me, I lost my mom and lost my business and everything. And I was like, okay, I've got to tune into this because I know how to do this really well. And I can't keep it on this side because I was doing little workshops, you know, I was doing corporate America things and buying a business. And so I think the key there is, like, are you motivated to do great change, to find your soul's path, to do your passion by inspiration or desperation? Do you agree with that, or, you know?
Oh, I definitely agree with that. You know, it's good to, you know, be open and be motivated and inspired by other people and knowing that you can change, you know, and like I said in the beginning, like, you have so many possibilities, like, to know that you have so many possibilities and so many choices as to what you want in your life, like, you know, it's just, it's an amazing feeling that, and belief in yourself that, you know, you're going to be okay. And so for me, yeah, I definitely agree with you.
Yeah, I think so too as well. Let me ask you a question. I know you're one of, some of your biggest strengths are compassion. You like helping people. But what do you feel your biggest strengths are when you're coaching people or companies? What do you feel that you have to help people?
I feel like I have you know, been through difficult times in my life, such as, you know, the loss of a spouse, a family member. You know, I'm raising two kids on my own. I have previous, you know, work experience, and I love working with kids. But, you know, even my own son has, you know, learning disabilities and ADHD. And, you know,
yeah.
So I feel like I'm like kind of, I feel like I'm well-rounded and I can relate and help people because I've experienced a lot of different things in my life.
That's cool.
So I kind of feel like that would help, you know, only help.
I get you. And, you know, we're talking about her, and I mean, she has like this angel home. Carrie connects with angels really easy. She's got her own method to help people do that with tools and showing them how to, and their kids. But share the story this morning, because she tells me this, like, I got the newspaper this morning and I drank a cup of coffee and read the newspaper. So funny. But share with us about your daughter and the angel dog.
I had, you know, got up this morning, got my son all settled. Bus came for him, and then the next, you know, get my daughter ready, and, you know, I get ready at the same time as her, so she's only 9, so I'm yelling to her upstairs, go get ready, and she's taking forever up there, and I'm like, what are you doing up there? So she comes down, and meanwhile, she's videoing herself singing a song in a mirror up there in my room, and because she posted it on the Instagram, so I saw it, and I was like, is this what you're doing when you're up there? And she's like, she came running down the stairs, and she's just like, "Mommy, Mommy." I'm like, "What?" She's like, "There's an angel dog upstairs in Luke's room." And I just looked at her. I'm like, "What?" And she's just like, "Yeah, there's a white dog up there from the angel side." She's like, you know, "And it's up there and it's Luke's room. And I saw it in the mirror." And then it came over to me. And she's like, you know, I asked her what the dog's name was. And she's just like, "I don't know." And I said, "Well, was it a girl or a boy?" And she's like, "Well, I'm not sure." So I happen to have my pendulum in the kitchen. So now we're having this little conversation. So I'm like, "Let me ask the pendulum and let's see if it was a girl or boy." So it came out to be a girl when we asked the pendulum. And then I said, "Okay." I said, "Let's just take like 2 minutes." I said, "Take a couple of deep breaths." I said, "And let's ask, you know, we could ask out loud what the dog's name was." And the angel dog. And she's like, "Well, I want to name it Angela." I'm like, "Well, maybe it has a name already. We don't know." So I got the name Molly, but she wanted to name it Angela. So as soon as she got home, said, like, just like matter-of-factly, like today she was crazy sock day. So she comes down in crazy socks, and she's running down the stairs. There's an angel dog upstairs. I mean, it was absolutely adorable, but, like, you know, these are some of the things, like, in my house, talking about these kind of things is like totally open and fine. Just like a couple of days ago, we went to a restaurant with, you know, like a kid-friendly place, a hamburger place with an arcade, and we're all sitting at the table, and then my daughter started to tell these kids, "You know, you have a third eye, don't you?" And I'm sitting there like, "Oh," and you know, and they're all like, "I don't have a third eye." And like some of them got what she meant, and that, you know, some of them were kind of just like, "I only have two." Like, it was cute. But like to her, you know, she's like serious. That's like, funny. She's like, "Well, why don't they know?" You know? And I'm like, "Okay." Even when I told her what I was doing tonight, I said, "You know, just go upstairs." I said, "You can relax, you know, until you go to bed." And she's just like, "Well, what are you doing?" And I told her, you know, what we're going to be talking about and everything. She's like, and I showed her actually your email today, and I let her read it, and she read it. She's like, "Just so you know, you don't need to help me with the angels." She's like, "I got it down really good." I mean, she's just hysterical. But, like, for me, this is just, like, my everyday, like, okay, you know, go with the flow, like, kind of thing, you know. I mean, my kids are on line at the bagel store, and my daughter goes, my son is really, really tall. And my daughter goes to my son, "Come here for a minute." And, like, he bends down or whatever. And she flicked him right in the forehead, and she's just like, I flicked you right in the third eye. Like, I was just like, if anybody heard this, I'm thinking to myself, I don't think people really, you know, knew what she was saying. But it was just, like, kind of funny, you know. But, you know, I'm very open with the kids. We talk about all this kind of stuff. And it's just, like, everyday regular life here in my world.
That's cool. I like that. You know, she tells that Carrie's not telling you something. I'm going to share this with you. She's in front of her boyfriend the other day, and you go, "I see your third eye." Was it your boyfriend that you saw his third eye? I think it was, right? Okay. Share with us about that, because, you know, I have people, "Is my boyfriend even got a third eye?" I don't think. Okay. I go, "He has a third eye." But what happened? Because I know your boyfriend has not been the easiest man to deal with recently.
No, definitely not. That's a challenge in itself. But we went to Applebee's, and we're sitting there across from each other, and we're talking about something. And we never talk of, like, typically, you know, about this, because just the subject came up or whatever about angels. So we're talking about it, and, like, all of a sudden I'm looking at him, and I'm like, "Wow." I'm like, "I can see his third eye open." And I'm thinking, you know, "Oh, my gosh, like, really?" Like, I just couldn't believe it. And when I talked to Tree, I'm like, "You're not going to believe this." I'm like, "We went to Applebee's." I'm like, "And I saw his third eye open." It was just really funny in the conversation. You know, like, that kind of stuff will happen too. But, you know, I'm very open and receptive to it. And, you know, I feel nothing but good about all, you know, positive about everything. I've had all very positive experiences, you know, and all these things that are, you know, coming out. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's exciting. It's amazing. It's exhilarating, you know, all of this. And, you know, if I could help anybody with anything, you know, that would be even better.
That's amazing. I like that. Let me ask you a question, Carrie, because when you get a message from the how do you get your messages? Is it okay if we ask that?
Oh, yeah, no, for some reason you were breaking up. I couldn't hear the beginning.
I said, how do you get your message? Do you hear things? Do you see things? How do you get your messages from the angels?
When I get a message, it's almost like a thought that's not mine. Like if I'll ask, like have one time I kept seeing this child, or like have like a visual, or I'll get like just a vision in my head of somebody or something. And if I ask like, what's your name or something like that, I'll just get, you know, like almost like a thought of a name. So it's mostly like thoughts and a visual and something visual that will go, you know,
okay.
Sometimes it's separate, sometimes it's together.
I gotcha. So it goes hand in hand. Cool. I like that. And you're capable. You feel like, you know, I know it's, everything is a process, but are you excited about showing people how to connect with their own angels and how to work with them so that they can help you in every area?
Yes, I'm very excited about it. I mean, I feel, you know, that it's an amazing journey. And, you know, I've definitely learned a lot. And anything that I could share with anybody to help anybody, you know, that's something I'm definitely willing to do. I think it's amazing. And I think so many people have so many possibilities. And, you know, it could really be helpful. And, you know, they could definitely have, you know, positive things happen in their life, or, you know, if they're struggling with something, or, you know, it could be totally amazing. They, like I said, there's so many different possibilities that they can have.
I hear you. Let me ask you another question, and then I want you to talk about your video and your ebook coming out. And, you know, because I know children are, you know, a lot of us are like, oh, my kids use this. I don't know how they're doing this. Are they okay? Are they crazy? So I want you to talk about that in a second. But if you could have lunch with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be?
That's such a hard one. I think I had said my mother. She has passed away, just because I would feel like it would be so amazing to do that. And I feel like she was such a smart lady here. I can only imagine all of the news, you know, the new stuff that she would be able to tell me.
That's,
I think,
cool.
Yeah, definitely it would be my mom.
Well, you said that. You also said Abraham Lincoln, because he was president during a very turbulent time. And I think you're good with working with folks during a turbulent time. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
You also said Henry VIII. I like Henry VIII. So his life was pretty crazy, and having so many wives, he must have been a busy man. I'm with you on that. How do you keep all those folks happy? I like to know. Anyway, he must have had some great, great angels on that side, okay, to understand all female, I'm sure. That's cute, though, and your mom. I liked your answers and everything. And listen, you sound like you're having a great connection with the angels, and I know I'm working with you, and we're doing coaching sessions, and you're becoming a coach. But you also have challenging times. What do you do during those times?
During challenges, I mean, my life is just like everybody else's life. Like, nothing's perfect. You know, you have different things going on, different kinds of relationships with different struggles. Sometimes I really try to even just like meditate about it, where at different times I'll just envision myself kind of like, I guess it's a safe place for where I envision myself, with like in a huge like white room with white marble floor, and then I kind of feel like I start relaxing, and then I kind of ask like myself some questions about whatever the issue is that I have, and I kind of see like what my thoughts are, or, you know, what messages I'm getting from it. But sometimes, you know, it's always good to take a step back and to try to see things a little bit more clearly. So those are some of the things that I do. You know, I like having the crystals. I do have the crystals in the house, and for good energy, and I love candles, and, you know, I still use my pendulum. I learned how to use the pendulum, and I love using that also. I feel that that's very helpful for me also, because you can always ask it questions, yes or no questions. So I find that helpful also for if I'm, you know, struggling with some issues.
Now, the pendulum is a great story, and then I want to talk to you about your video and your ebook. You got a message out of the blue, because you never heard of a pendulum, right? You know what I mean? So I think you never heard of it. And your angel said,
I know. I was just, one day we were talking, right, and I'm like, I think I need to get a pendulum. And that was, like, before I even started, like, doing the meditations. And, yeah, I just kind of felt like, I feel like I was just listening more, like, more aware of like, trying to listen to my, even my inner thoughts or anything. And we talked about it, and then I mentioned it to a family member, and they happened to bring me one. I think it was like within the next few days they just brought me one over, and then, you know, I learned, you know, how to connect to it and clear it and connect to it and use it. And I've even taught my kids have their own, and my friends' kids have their own. I taught them how to
That's
use
cool.
it too. But yeah, I think it's I love it. I love using the pendulum. I feel like it's really helpful. It gives me a little bit more clarity, I think.
I agree. Tools are important. And so you use the crystals, the pendulum, and what other tools do you use in finding your answers or helping others find theirs?
Meditation, or like when we have our weekly meetings. Like I know we, like, you know, go over different things, and I find it very helpful to talk to somebody else like you, you know, that might be able to point me into a direction that maybe I can't see. So I feel like it's always good to share and communicate with somebody else, you know, that will be able to help you and maybe guide you a little bit also.
Okay, those who are listening now or will download it later, she's got a great gift. I'm going to tell you that. And she works with kids. She's worked with her own. Tell us about your video that's going to be on Angel Coaches that people can download and buy. It's not going to be expensive. It's something that's easy for everyone, but I think it's amazing and important. So tell us about it. What is it about?
The video, you're talking about the one with Zoe, this video?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
One day, I don't know, my daughter and I were just hanging out in the house, and I think my son was out, and I just took out my phone, and I just, you know, started videoing conversation with her, and we talked about all different kinds of things. You know, it was just like a regular conversation. She knew I was, you know, videoing her because I told her that I was going to video it. And we talked about different things like chakras and, you know, how all the different colors, how, you know, how it makes you feel, the feelings that go along with the colors. Like, this is kind of me asking her questions and her, you know, my daughter kind of answering it or explaining, like, what her thoughts were. So it's kind of like from a child's perspective on, you know, several different things. She does see angels, and she does, not only does she see them, she hears also. I think she, you know, is very gifted herself. And I think she's amazing. She's amazing for me to talk to, and we talk all the time, and, you know, she calls it, and, you know, in her language, she calls it like the spiritual side and this side. And, you know, she's got some great things, you know, to say, and it's always helpful for parents, you know, to know how, you know, to talk to your kids, and they're so easy, kids, you know, they'll tell you anything, you know, and she could, it was a long video, and I know I had and it was only a certain amount that we could put on there, but she was just amazing to talk to, but we talked about, like, a variety of things, of colors, like, you know, sometimes we'll stand against the wall, and we'll say, what color, you know, do you see? We'll talk about auras and chakras, and, you know, she knows what the pendulum is, and talking about guides and angels and all of it, you know, it was just a really great conversation.
I'm excited about that. And you guys, so she's asking your daughter things that you can ask your own kids, and helping her daughter to understand. Her daughter helps her understand. I think that's a wonderful thing. Kids can be our teacher, and we're theirs. But it's something that's coming out in a few weeks, so you'll be able to download it on angelcoaches.org. I know you're doing an ebook with it. And is the ebook like how to ask your kids questions, or the same thing in an ebook form to go with a video, or can you tell us a little bit about your ebook coming with it?
Okay, yeah. It's definitely going to be, you know, along the same lines, you know, how you can talk to your kids about it, you know, be open about it and kind of guide them, you know, in different directions. We talk about, like I said, the chakras. Both my kids both my kids know what the pendulum, you know, pendulum is and how to use it. And, you know, we take different trips. Like, they first started wanting to go to a gem store. So, like, different, they have different crystals, and they know, you know, how to cleanse a crystal and put intentions into a crystal. And they know when it's a full moon, we put them outside, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, talking to the angels, the different different jobs of different angels, all different kinds of things that we talk about. And hopefully, you know, if anybody else is working with their kids, or, you know, their kids are talking about different things, that it might be helpful, you know, kind of just guide you along on the different things that you could talk about.
I'm excited about those things. And you guys, I've seen the video. She's wonderful. Her daughter's wonderful. And so if you've got children and they're talking about angels, or you're connecting with angels and you want to help your kids connect with theirs or develop it even more, this is a video and ebook for you guys, for both of you, your children and you, to learn how to use the pendulum. I mean, can you imagine Zoe when she gets to be 16 or 18, or like I always tell my daughter, you cannot date till you're 50, taking the pendulum and saying, hey, is there anything I need to know about this guy, right? Should we have done that when we were younger, right?
They'll be ahead of the game.
Yeah, exactly. Meditate about it, right? You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, cool, right? So that's coming too. She works with children. She works with parents. She also is a coach for anybody and everybody. Cherry wants to help people. I'm going to bring her back on in a couple of weeks to actually where you guys could call her and she can use her pendulum or whatever tool she wants to, and you can ask her an angel question, a psychic question. And she says, get home, go out, and put your third eye in the moonlight so it'll open up. Listen to her, right, Cherry? It's all good. Anyway, or, you know, will he call? We all have experience in that, too. Or will she call? So I shouldn't say just women. But we're going to bring her on in a couple weeks so she can, you know, do some psychic stuff with you guys that are listening in or download it later, so you won't want to miss it. And let's see, a couple things here. We've got Cherry and other coaches coming on board, and I'm teaching actually a class for angel coaches about channeling, about you know, finding, working with the chakras with yourself, with other people or clients, and seeing the problems or seeing the challenges ahead for them, and a lot of other things there. So that's coming up. I'm going to send an email out about it to the newest angel coaches. And if you have a question or you want to know how to become a coach, then give me a call at 954-636-9401. And please make sure you let me know that you heard it on the show with Cherry. Also, let's see what else I was going to tell you. We've got Dwayne coming on. Dwayne is a new, he's a fitness coach, and he's wonderful training me as well as Joelle. So I've got Joelle and Dwayne. But Dwayne's going to be on talking in the future about how to, you know, because it's a mind-body-spirit thing. And I know Cherry and I, and we all are working out and taking care of our body, meditating for our spirit, and taking care of our emotions as well. But he's going to be on talking about how you can get up and start moving and getting in shape in your body. And if you're feeling good in your body, then the rest falls into place a lot quicker. I know you're doing now stuff for your body. How are you feeling? Are you feeling excited, jacked up? You know, I know you're going to come down here and run with me too as well, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah. No, I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling really motivated, and I feel like I'm on good track, you know, a good track. And I'm just feeling really positive and just want to keep moving forward. And, you know, every day it's just better and better. So every day it's just closer and closer to what, you know, what I would like for myself for fitness and everything else. And, you know, I definitely feel positive about it, that I'm on the right road.
Yeah, I am too as well. You know, and she's coming down here because Angel Coaches is going to sponsor a 5K marathon, and you know, that people can participate in. I'm excited about that. And Cherry's coming down here along with others to run, and we'd have a lot of people here. So when is that happening? That's happening in January 2015. We're putting it together now. So it means that, what does that mean for you? Come and run with us. Come and enjoy the time down here in South Florida and really raise your vibration, find your soul's purpose, connect with all these angel coaches down here, connect with other people that are part of the angel coaches, and let's just all run. We're going to have a great cause to run for. And, you know, working as one, working as a group of people together, we make a difference. you know, and she, you've given us some great tools tonight with the pendulum, the video coming out with your daughter and you talking about the chakras, how to work with angels, auras. You know, parents call me all the time wanting to know how to do that. And you're here and you've got an ebook and a video out, how to show them how to do it in basic, just real basic stuff that they can do with their kids at any time of the day, right? And I'm excited
yes.
about that, too. Yeah, that's the first of many. She's got a real gift with it. And she'll be back on in another week or two and talking about answering psychic questions and angel questions. No pressure. Anyway, I love
no
you.
Pressure.
You're gonna be great. No pressure. You're going to be great. So we're going to have a great time then, and I'll keep you guys posted about it. So have a great now. We will see you on Sunday. Di and I are going to be doing another show on relationships and the law of attraction. And sometimes you may be on the right page, he or she is not, but don't worry. We'll give you some stuff from the angels that will help them get there. So you guys have a great now, and we will see you on Sunday. And if you are listening to the show, please go to our Facebook page and hit a like on facebook.com/angelcoaches. Or if you go to blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches, like us on that page as well, because we can do some neat stuff. And working together, we all make a difference. All right, everybody, have a great night, and we'll talk to you on Sunday. Bye.
Bye.